Praise the Lord. If you turn with me in your Bibles to the Proverbs chapter 22. Is anybody tired of rain? Cold? Isn't it crazy? One day you're turning the heat on. Next day you're turning the AC on. Wonder why we're all sick. Sinus is all a mess. Welcome to Cleveland, Ohio. Takes a special person to live here. God bless us all. Whether you're here by choice or not. All right. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Teach a child to choose the right path, and when he is older, he will remain upon it. Amen. It says a lot, doesn't it? It means we have something to do. We have to teach our children what is right, what is wrong. And there's a lot of wrong in this day and age, folks. Amen. The wrong always gets noticed easy. The right doesn't. Amen. But we have to be faithful. And sometimes we wonder, sometimes by doing what's right, is it worth it? But I promise you it is. Because if it says if you teach them the right path, when they get older, they will remain upon it. It is so worth it. Heavenly Father, we love you. We appreciate you today. And God, I want you to speak to every heart. God, touch our mothers here today and help them, God, to be more determined than ever. God, to do your will, to serve you with all of their heart. We give you the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. I want to speak to you a determined mother love. A determined mother's love. Many responsibilities that we have in this day and age are pressure packed. Medical research shows that stress is certainly a major cause of illness in America. I remember years ago, I had just bought a house and worked there, had a new job, and it didn't last long, and I was worried about that. I was doing things with the church, and next thing you know, I couldn't talk. And I spoke for my pastor. I led song service. We did all kinds of things. And I just couldn't. I had nothing. When I went to the doctor finally, after a couple weeks of that, I'm stubborn. I didn't go right away. So he yanks my tongue out of my mouth and looks down and says, "Uh-huh." I said, "What is it?" He goes, "You're stressed out." I said, "Yeah, right. You're telling me this is because of stress?" He said, "I'm telling you, you are stressed out." And stress has many things on our lives that make us ill. And I believe that's where one way how when the curse came and through stress and stuff like that, things are passed, you know, in our body, and we affect us. God made Adam, he made him perfect. And so when you lie and cheat and all that kind of stuff, it's stressful in the bodies, and we have a lot of sickness. So medical research tells us that the stress is a factor in our illnesses. But I challenge anybody here today, anybody here, to name a vocation or a position, a responsibility that is more stressful than motherhood. Come on. Try writing a job description for a mother. It would be almost impossible, wouldn't it? The things expected of a modern mother are mind-boggling. And some of us might say, well, one who gives priority to husband and to children and to the home. Others would say, what I expect in a mother is companion, wife, a companion mother, some skilled in entertaining, somebody that's well-read, somebody that's willing to participate in social and recreational activities and pursuits. But yet others would expect a mother to be a career wife, one who will share in paying the expenses of the family, and somebody who is involved in all the financial matters from buying and selling of a house to down to monitoring the kids' allowance. But moreover, in many cases, we expect the modern mother to live up to all of those expectations. You see, we say you must be beautiful. You must be intelligent. You have to be an entertainer. You have to give quality time to God. You have to give quality time to your husband and to your children and to your home. And you have to earn enough to pay your own way through this world. Now, folks, whether we would admit that or not, our actions and our attitude project that as our view of motherhood. See, what it boils down to is simply this. The modern mother is living a pressure-filled life. Most of you mothers this morning would say that you live day by day by day with a feeling, life is just about to overtake me. Life is something else. I feel overwhelmed. And you wonder, what are the answers to this? They are not simple, but it always is good to begin with a role model of models. So where do we find a mother anywhere in history who met the challenges of her day and who met all of the stress and all of the pressure of her day? Jedediah was a mother who reared the greatest king who ever sat upon the throne of Judah. See, Jedediah planted the seed of a mother's faith. She watered it with a mother's tears. She fertilized it with a mother's prayers. And she reared a son who saved the nation. She made a godly king out of Ammon's son. In 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 1 and 2, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidiah, the daughter of Edidiah and Baskath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the ways of David his father and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. So today I want to honor and tribute to mothers. You see, understand this today. It is perfectly okay to honor God and honor mothers at the same time. Amen? In fact, one of God's Ten Commandments deals with either, you can read it in Exodus 20 or Ephesians 6, we are commanded to honor. Ephesians 6 verse 2 says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So the Old Testament and New Testament alike command children to honor and to bless their mothers. So listen, fathers, husbands, if you want your children to do what the Bible says, you need to honor mother. Amen? Don't let them hear you yelling and screaming. You need to honor so that they will honor. You need to teach them to honor their mother. I promise you, if I even raised my voice to my mother, my dad's hand was going to smack me upside of the head. I promise you that. There's no doubt about it. You didn't talk bad to mama. You didn't talk at mama. You didn't at least let dad hear it. All right? When you teach your children to honor mom, they will honor their wives. Come on. The Mother's Day is traditionally the day when children give something back to their mothers. For all the spit that mothers produce to wash the dirty faces, all the old gum that they held in their hands, all the noses they wiped, and all the bloody knees they made well with a kiss. This is the day mothers are rewarded for washing all those sheets in the middle of the night, driving kids to school, and enduring all the football games in the rain. It is Appreciation Day for making your children finish something they said they couldn't do. Not believing them when they said, I hate you, and sharing their good times and their bad times. Now, I hated to put that in there when they say they hate you, because that's something I would never tolerate. You never say that, but some people tolerate it. One mother said this, the easiest part of being a mother is giving birth. The hardest part is showing up with a job each day. Is that true? So mothers, all the cards probably won't reflect it, but they're trying to say is, thank you, Mom, for showing up. Can we give our mothers a hand of applause? Now, there are many great mothers, folks, in the Bible, such as Sarah and Rachel, Mary and Rebecca and Jochebed and Miriam, Esther, Elizabeth and Ruth. But I want to look at somebody that's kind of unknown, and that's Jedediah. I want to look at the accomplishments of her. She's raising a great, godly king. What did that Jedediah do? What did she do? She trained a son named Josiah, who was a great king in the life of Judah, according to the Bible. And Josiah abolished idolatry from the kingdom of Judah. He threw down the heathen altars and he banished false worship and led a great revival in Judah in 2 Kings 23 to 25. And like unto him that there was no king before him that turned to the Lord with all of his heart and with all of his soul, with all of his might, according to the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him. Jedediah was his mother. And she reared the greatest king who ever sat upon the throne of Judah. She planted the seed of mother's faith. She watered it with mother's tears and fertilized it with mother's prayers. And reared a son who saved a nation. That's not an easy task. But despite her wicked husband. See, here's what made Jedediah so great. She reared the greatest king who ever sat upon the throne of Judah. But remarkably, she did it upstream against the godlessness and the evil of her husband. He was one ugly stain, folks, on the pages of history in Judah. Ammon was a vile, wicked, corrupt man. Ammon's father was Manasseh, who the most wicked king ever to reign in Judah. Manasseh rebuilt the high places. He erected the altars to Baal and placed Asherah poles in the temple. He sacrificed his sons in the fire, practiced sorcery, and consulted mediums and spiritists. In 2 Kings 21, verse 16, moreover, Manasseh, who also shed so much innocent blood that he filled Jerusalem from end to end. The Lord said in 2 Kings 21:11, Manasseh, king of Judah, was committed to these detestable sins. He has done more evil than the Amorites who preceded him. That's speaking something, folks. You see, when the Bible speaks about Ammon, it says in 2 Chronicles 33, verse 22 and 23, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. Ammon worshipped and offered sacrifices to all the idols that Manasseh had made. But unlike his father Manasseh, he did not humble himself before the Lord among increased his guilt. You see, he was an equal to his wicked father. And yet, listen to me, moms. And yet, Jedediah, in spite of a wicked husband, raised Josiah. She made a Josiah out of Ammon's son. The best out of the worst. The best out of the weak. See, mothers, God can and God will help you raise your children to serve him. Doesn't matter what comes against you. He will help you. Amen? And let me tell you something. God will give you the strength and the wisdom that you need. And folks, I understand that it is not easy, but God can help. Amen. I want to honor this morning the mothers who raised their kids under difficult circumstances. The Jedediahs of our church. You see, everything Jedediah taught Josiah, Ammon, her husband, was opposed to what she taught. She taught him good. She taught him to be honest. Ammon taught him dishonesty. When she taught him purity, Ammon taught him impurity. and against the stream, and with him contradicting her, she was faithful and made the son of Ammon a great king. You see, even when husbands aren't believers, mothers, you can still do what God wants you to do. There are mothers here today who have husbands who don't believe in going to church, but you go to church. Your husband doesn't fear God or read God's word, but you are faithful and do so. Amen. I want to honor you today. Hallelujah, that you stand tall, amen, no matter what you are facing. You see, I see you sitting here by yourself with your children, wishing your husband was here. I see you walking into church without him, bringing your children and wishing that he would come. So I want to honor you today, Mom. I want you to know that your pastor is aware and that your God is aware that you are doing the job by yourself. Amen. I honor you. Thank God for Jedidiah. Thank God for those who say, if my husband doesn't come, I'm not dropping out. Amen. We honor you. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach my children. You say, I'm going to teach my children no matter what. I'm going to teach them to read the Bible. I'm going to teach them to serve God and love God. Amen. No matter what comes against you. You see, I'm going to teach my children to be decent and right. Keep going, mothers. Maybe someday you'll have a Josiah or an Esther. Amen. Maybe you've been deserted by a husband. Mothers who are raising their children alone after being deserted by a husband. My heart goes out to you. But you continue to labor even though you see other couples together. You have memories of when your husband was there with you. But you are raising your children on your own. You have to keep up the car. You have to shovel the snow. You have to mow the yard. You have to keep the house up while being father and mother to your children. We salute you today. We salute you today. Keep the faith. We honor you today. Mom, keep the faith. Even when a husband passes. Also, there are mothers here who are trying to raise your kids yourself because your husband has passed. You have memories of former Mother's Day when your husband got up and fixed you breakfast. Mother's Day was special, not only of the children, but because you had a man who loved you with all of his heart. We're praying for you. We honor you. Maybe your husband's in the military. Mothers who kissed their husbands goodbye as they shipped out to military service. It's hard to speak to anyone of your secret fears for his safety. The main lonely nights that you spend apart from your husband, the difficult of doing all the children rearing by yourself. Thank you for allowing your husband to defend our great nation. We honor you. We are indebted to you and we remember you this Mother's Day. You see, Jedidiah don't have perfect situation. It's tough for Jedidiah. And yet, you keep going. You keep teaching the Bible. You keep bringing the kids to church. Stay in church. Mothers, do not turn back. You're a hope to this nation. You're a hope to this church. We honor you this morning. You see, if we don't get godly mothers, this nation is done for. Amen? And nothing is wrong with this nation that a godly mother can't fix. Amen? You see, Jedidiah changed the course of her nation. Think about that today. She changed the course of her nation. When the devil is lying to you and telling you, look, you're doing it all alone. Nobody else cares. Nobody else thinks about it. He's a liar. Amen. You may not necessarily change the course of a nation, but then again, it helps. But you can change the course of what a family is destined to be. Amen. Amen. You can change that course. Amen. You see, don't give up, Mother Jedediah. It'll be worth it all when you see your children, Josiah, sitting on the throne and standing behind the pulpit, or a missionary, or teaching a Sunday school class, or just a son and daughter who lives for God. That's worth it. Even if they don't get involved in anything, folks, just the fact that they'll live for God and they'll bring their children to church, that's worth it. Don't give up if your husband won't come with you, or is in heaven, or maybe he's in the military, whatever it may be. Don't give up. Mothers, maybe you're here, maybe you're ill, maybe you're in pain. Mothers who struggle with difficulty are those who suffer pain or extended illness while doing your motherly task. You see, some mothers are prematurely crippled or arthritic. We honor you today. Maybe your child is limited. Mothers who are raising a child who have limitations. You see, it takes a lot of extra time and patience to care for a special needs child. We honor you, mother, who struggle every day with these extra burdens. And even though you would never admit it, that it was a burden to you, God bless you, mother. Mothers who have lost an infant or a child, Mother's Day still hurts when you remember that sweet life. We honor you today. I feel the presence of the Lord in this house. And maybe you're not well off. Maybe you're a mother, single mother, who struggles to raise their children and not have a lot of money. To make the bills each month, to put food on the table, and to provide decent clothes is a never-ending battle. Moms, never give up. Never give up. You can't give them what you wish, but you can give them what they need. Amen? You can give them what they need. I remember, folks, we didn't have much at all. Everything I wore was hand-me-downs. But I'll tell you one thing my parents did. Mom and them made sure we were in church every time the doors were open. Amen. And that's far greater than anything that money could buy. Anything. You see, I want to recognize grandmothers who are raising their kids, who are raising their grandkids. Just when you thought you finally finished your parental duties, suddenly you found yourself responsible for one or more of your grandkids. And along with the piano lessons and the baseball games and the clothing and the food and the health needs, what a surprise to the ending of your life. You see, God made childbearing years for a reason. Because grandma and grandpa don't get around like they used to. And so when someone has to take on a child, a grandchild or something, we honor that. Amen? We salute you. We honor your second-time moms for your sacrifice to save a generation or child who might otherwise not know a normal family situation. We honor all you mothers. You see, this is for all the mothers who have sat up night with sick children in their arms, cleaning them up, saying, "It's okay, honey. Mommy's here." This is for all the mothers who show up at work with spit and milk stains on your blouse and diapers in your purse. We honor you. This is for all the mothers who bent over backward to educate and be supportive of their children's education. This is for all the mothers whose heads turn automatically when the little voice says, "Mom!" Right? Even in a crowd, you hear a mom, and it might not even be your kids. They're probably not even around, and you hear, "Mom," and you just turn your head. You know it's not your own, but you just have that instinct. This is for the mothers whose children have gone astray, who can't find the words to reach them. This is for the mothers of children with limitations. You see, your freedom has been exchanged for cherished service of love. This is for those who have lost their mothers and would give anything to take them out to lunch today. This is for the mothers stumbling through their diaper changes and sleep deprivation. And the mothers who are learning to get let go of a situation. For mothers, for working mothers and stay-at-home mothers, single mothers and married mothers. Mothers without money or with money. This is for all of you. So hang in there. Hang in there. You're doing a great job. Let's stand here today. I have been privileged to pastor some great ladies in the past 23 years that I've pastored. I thank God for you mothers. I really do. And I want you to know, Mom, that the greatest concern you have is that your children have a happy life and are prepared to go to heaven. Amen? And I want us just to take some time here today. If you'd come forward to this altar, amen. And I want you just to dedicate yourself to be more determined to love, and be the greatest mom that you can be. I want you to pray that the circle of your family will make it to heaven. Your husband, your children, your grandchildren, brothers and sisters, those with unsaved parents, etc. Come on, moms. You've done a great job. But let's just see, God, I want to be all that you want me to be. I want to be the greatest mother that there can be.